This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
This is Naya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society.
So Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, coming to you from Palm Springs in California, USA, and Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
We spent the week with 25 fellow Aussies, and we've been showing them the ropes of Los Angeles and limo-driven everywhere, and now we're in the town of Palm Springs.
Every year for the past 23 years, there's been a special event for women who love women that this city holds. Of course, it's called the Herbal Tea Convention.
Well, ain't no Herbal Tea Convention here, unless it's got the Bacardi symbol on it. No, we're coming to you live from Dinah Shore, baby.
Jessica Sutter, Chaka Khan, Nina Sky, Dev are all featuring here this weekend.
And to keep you in the true Dinah spirit, we're going to be playing songs from all of these artists.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, coming to you on Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, Australia, and all over the world via joy.org.au. Very sexy Jessica Satter there. Show me here on Joy 94.9. This is Ginny and Natalie on Her Society, coming to you from Palm Springs, California. It is just over midnight Pacific Standard Time over here. Of course, we're a day behind you, so we've just hit Saturday. Yay! Now, it's pretty awesome, Zebu, because when we entered this town, like, we obviously brought 25 other Aussie girls with us. We came, caught a limo from LA to Palm Springs, which is 2 hours out of LA. And the atmosphere in Palm Springs is pretty nuts because the whole town's just been taken over by lesbians.
Pretty much. It would be like what the planet would look like if we ruled this world, you know what I mean? But it's funny because, look, LA has been, the weather has been kind of up and down lately. You come to Palm Springs, it is just beautiful. Everyone's walking around. Everyone thinks they own this town because we do. But it's like as soon as you drive into the town, you see all these girls just walking everywhere. You know, you looked in the car next to you. There's a girl driving that car. You're like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you here for? Herbal tea convention?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, it's a great vibe. It's, yeah, so glad to be here. It's our second year now. We've gone to Dinah Shore as Her Society, and I just can't wait. This is barely started. I want to come back again next year.
I know what you mean. It's pretty exciting here, and obviously sharing this with other 25 fellow Aussies is pretty cool as well. Now at Dinah, there are feature artists, like I said before, Jessica Sutter, Chaka Khan, Nina Sky, Dev as well. But also there's some popular TV stars like the real L Word characters as well, or personality, should I say. We've got one of them joining us very shortly, Whitney Mixter. I don't know if you know who she is, but she's the one. Do you know who she is?
Is she a bartender, Mixter? No.
I think she makes a good cocktail, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Apparently a mean cocktail. So she'll be joining us as well, and will be telling us what she's been up to, and obviously season 3 of The Real L Word is been filming as well. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, coming to you live from Palm Springs, California, on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Kylie Watson from the Newtown Girls, and you're listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
Joy 94.9, Dev there with In the Dark. Of course, you'll be featuring here at Dinah Shore, where we're coming to you from in Palm Springs, California. This is pretty exciting. Her Society is here with 25 other Aussie girls. It's all happening here. It's desert weather, I've got to say, so I'm not sure how it's like back home in Melbourne. But I know we can't take texts or emails because we're not in studio, but we would love to hear from you if you are listening. Tweet us at Her Society Live or Facebook us.
From facebook.com/Her Society Online.
Stay tuned. We got Whitney Mixer from The Real L Word stopping by to tell us what she's been up to. Of course, she's a dreadlocked lady who's apparently a pretty good bartender.
Well, technically, we stopped by Whitney. Didn't we?
Did we?
We did. We stopped by Whitney.
I'm just trying to make sure that we look important. And, like, you know, Whitney takes time out of her schedule to stop by to see us.
Oh, but I was trying to seem important because we actually went to her house. Friend's house.
But Whitney Mixter will be stopping by whether we go to her or she comes to us. We will get her for you, which is the important thing here, Zebu.
No, yeah, that's true. We got them for you. No one else. We're just, you know, just interviewing all these cool people.
Now, you know, being here at Palm Springs, and like we were saying before, that, you know, this city's been taken over by 10,000 lesbians, and all the retirees who normally live here the other 360 days of the year have just probably fled the city. Because the city gets taken over by boys the week after for another party. But it just got me thinking, what would the world be like if it was just completely opposite?
What do you mean?
Like, I remember I saw a musical a few years ago. I think it was called Xanadont, and the whole world was homosexual. Like, and then a straight couple had to come out, and, you know, it was kind of like the reverse of what we go through now. I mean, what would the world be like?
Well, it would be exactly the same, but it would be the other way around.
There'd be a lot of heterophobia.
Well,
and because, you know, yesterday we took, a couple of days ago actually, we took the girls to a photo shoot for No Hate, which was obviously a campaign started by Adam Busker and his partner Jeff Parsley to against Proposition 8, which was passed here a few years ago, banning same-sex marriage. It would be, what was it, Proposition Straight?
It was too, Proposition Straight. And you know the backstory about Proposition 8. It was one of those cheeky things where everyone thought they were voting for gay marriage, but they were voting for Proposition 8, which actually was the banning of the gay marriage. So
a lot of people were confused. I remember they did a little cameo after the campaign went to air and obviously, unfortunately, voted for Proposition 8 because people were confused. Were they voting yes for gay marriage, no for gay marriage? Well, they were really, really confused. So, you know, I think it's very important and it's very clever. It's cheeky, like you said, Zebu, how they kind of mix that up.
Yeah, I know, because when you get the ballot, you either type in yes or no, or you type yes or no. And yes wasn't for gay marriage, yes was for Proposition 8, which was banning the marriage. So that's where it got people. I'm sure that if we clarify that, things would be a little bit different these days.
I agree with you, Zebu. This is Her Society coming to you from Palm Springs, California on Joy 94.9 or all over the world via joy.org. Her Society with Ginny and Natalie coming to you from Palm Springs in California. It's all happening here for the Herbal Tea Convention. It's quite exciting. Stay tuned, we've got Whitney Mixer stopping by. We've got music on the way from all the other artists. Chaka Khan coming up as well. Winter Gordon and Nina Sky will be stopping by as well. Not physically, but songstressly, if that makes sense. We're here with 25 other Aussies and we're going to be representing as best as we can. We'd love to hear what's happening back home, and though we can't receive texts or emails, you can tweet us and Facebook us. Tweet us at Her Society Live.
Or you can Facebook us, facebook.com/Her Society Online.
Now, of course, I said before, Whitney Mixer will be joining us, and we've got a plethora of questions to ask her, which I'm very excited to be doing. But I've got to say, Zebu, you were going to say something because you just pointed at me.
No. I was getting quite excited for the real L word because we can actually say that there is actually a New York cast included.
Exactly. And that is pretty cool because there's always this East Coast, West Coast rivalry. And it would be see if that kind of story, not story, but I guess the would you call it a myth or an urban legend or some sort of, or a suburban legend, what would you call it, actually exists in the lesbian world?
Well, it would be kind of, what would it be like? Melbourne, Sydney maybe, or Australia, New Zealand? Oh, not really. It's more like our city's better than yours. No, it would be like a Melbourne, Sydney thing, don't you think? And the interesting fact is Whitney's actually from New York. She moved to LA, so I don't know where she stands. You'll find out later on when you interview her.
Absolutely. So actually, Whitney Mixer will be joining us. And also, it's got me thinking too, like being here for just over a week, you and I have struggled to find a good cup of coffee. And being from Melbourne, we initially have our backs up about coffee because we've been spoilt rotten with the options we have back at home. But here, there's only one particular option, which is a coffee chain we won't mention, but it's pretty obvious because it's on every friggin' corner here.
That's true. You step left, there it is. You step right, there it is. Behind you, there's another one. But I actually found a very, very damn good coffee yesterday on my way back from the Beverly Center. I found it, and it was in the Grove Shopping Center.
Oh!
And it was actually one of the best coffees I've had in my life.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Because, like I said to you, this other coffee chain that's on every freaking corner, like, seriously, where we're staying on Santa Monica Boulevard, we walk two doors down, there's that coffee place. Another block, there's a coffee place. You walk across the road into a shopping center, which is kind of like a grocery store, there's a coffee chain in there too. They're everywhere. But, I think it's Melbourne kids, we're kind of getting a little bit snobby here and getting a little bit whiny because there's no option for coffee other than that chain and the one that you talked about, Zebu.
Oh, look, I'll take you there next time we go back to the Grove. But it also is, the milk here they use is so sweet. Like, I drink soy, And every time I go into that coffee chain, I ask every different one that I go to, do you have unsweetened soy? And they're like, no, we only have vanilla soy. It's like, are you serious? Like, it sweetens up everything, and I ask for 3 shots now, but it still don't make a difference. Now,
it is really, really sweet. And, you know, I get up pretty early, and I go for my walk, and I'm like, I'm just buzzing. You know, it's almost like I want to rave in the middle of Santa Monica Boulevard, which is not recommended, can I just say. When traffic is building up, do not rave in the streets.
Well, that's really horrifying to know that you go ee before your coffee, which is punched up with freaking sugar.
It's after coffee. I think in my head, you know the movie Step Up to the Streets? I think I'm the lead girl in Step Up to the Streets and I'm, you know, getting my jig on after my coffee. You're giving me that disapproving look. This is Herb Society with Ginny and Natalie coming to you live from Palm Springs in California for the Herbal Tea Convention. Stay tuned. We've got Nina Sky and Chaka Khan coming. Ginny and Natalie here, not in Melbourne, but in Palm Springs, California, coming to you live from the Herbal Tea Convention. Of course, we are missing you back at home. Unfortunately, we can't receive any texts or emails, but you can tweet us at Herb Society Live.
I wonder what the weather's been like in Melbourne.
Yeah, I know, because the weather in LA was a little bit colder than what we anticipated. But here in Palm Springs, because it's a desert, it literally is a desert. It's like a town in between two big hills, and it's very dry. And obviously, you know, there's lots of pools and that kind of thing to promote that summery feel. But yeah, I do wonder what it's been like at home. I wonder if as soon as we left Melbourne, Mother Nature's like, let's give this town some sun.
Oh, I hope so. Not when we come back, let there be rain. But anyway, tell us what the weather's been like too. Tell us anything. What have you been up to? Facebook.com/Herb Society Online. And we do miss you.
We do. I know we don't like to admit it, and we like to put out there on Facebook that we're having fun, but we do really miss you from the bottom of our hearts. And we wish right here, right now, that you were with us and having herbal tea with us. Did that sound sincere enough?
I was just going to say, you have never sounded so unsincere before. You were thinking, no, I'm having a great time here. Screw coming home.
I tried, all right, Zebu? I've tried to inherit the acting of LA, but clearly nothing inherited. The only thing that inherited was a bad coffee that I was eating at.
Actually, have you met an actor? You know how they say every person in LA is like an actor, a scriptwriter, or a director or something? Have you met someone in the film biz?
Well, I haven't met someone. I have seen 3 celebrities since I have been here.
Oh.
Well, when we were shopping a few days ago, and at that shopping centre you're talking about, The Grove, it's such a beautiful mall because it's like a strip of shops, and in the middle there's like a water fountain, and there's a grassed area which usually they hold fashion shows, and there's a cafe there that with sundaes that you can overlook it. And there was like this big press wall, and you know when there's a press wall, there's someone pressing, meaning it's someone important coming. So, you know, I looked at the press wall, I'm like, who could it be? Anyway, there were all these little people, like there were all these mothers like huddled over this person, and it was like during the day, during the week, so I don't think many people would have known. It would have been such a highly publicized event. So I walked past, and there was this beautiful model. You could tell she was one of them models, and I didn't know who she was, but our music director DJ Ish, who's with us now, just went, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, I need to take a photo. It was Victoria's Secret model. Is it Alexandra Ambrosio?
Oh.
Yeah, and it's funny because when I saw her, I'm like, she looks familiar, but I'm not really a big Victoria's Secret girl. So she was the first celebrity I saw. We saw that personal trainer, Jackie. She's a lesbian personal trainer.
Jackie Warner.
We saw her too. And obviously the third celebrity we saw was Whitney Mixer, which you'll be hearing from very shortly.
I did see one celebrity on Melrose Avenue when I was shopping the other day.
Yeah.
I saw the guy from NCIS. Now, I don't know his name, but it's not the older, like, boss sergeant guy. It was the one below him. The really good-looking one with the spiky blonde hair, the one that always keeps teasing the hot Latino chicky babe. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He was on Melrose Avenue. He was parked in this car park in front of a men's clothing store, and he was looking at his boot, in the back of his boot, kind of looking all weird inside. He was moving a couple of things, and then he stopped to look around to see who had been watching him. And I was walking up, you know, up past him from behind, and he kind of looked at me, and he kind of closed his boot, like a little bit embarrassed. And as I was walking past him, I had no idea who he was until he looked at me and went, hello, and I went, hello. And then I realized who he was because I looked at him straight up, and I was like, yeah, the guy from NCIS. He's pretty good looking in real life too.
Yeah, they are very good looking here. A lot of beautiful people in LA, would you agree?
Look, I think it's a criteria to be good looking to live here in West Hollywood because everyone is just stunning. Everyone's like ripped. everyone's like good looking and everyone's got a good sense of fashion as well, don't you think?
Absolutely, and that's why there are people who go into film and people who go into radio.
Ah, and that's why we're in radio. We should probably get our masks done later.
Well, while we're here, there are a few cosmetic surgeons hovering about. I don't know if you've noticed, but maybe we should pop in and go, can you give me Angelina Jolie's face? No, no, I actually want Angelina Jolie's face, not on me, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I want her.
This is Air Society with Ginny and Natalie coming to you from Palm Springs, California on Joy 94.9 and all over the world via joy.org.au.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.